So what is the action activities that you have to do if you want to be successful? What is the action activity? Here is the workflow. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is the activities that you have to do to get your business growing. Let me redefine it, because what is a business growing? Let me put it in simple terms where there's no confusion. This is the activities that you have to do for you to sign people up as members in the Global Information Network. This is the workflow that will get you members on your first level. This is the workflow that will allow you to get various numbers of people to sign up as members in the Global Information Network. This is also the workflow that will get some of those members actually engaging in the business. But, and this is the big misunderstanding. Here's you. You sponsored Joe. You talked to Joe. You talked to him. He wasn't in gin. You talked to him about gin in an attempt to get into gin. And then he decided to sign up as a member in gin. So he signed up. Joe signs up Sue. Now here is the confusion. It starts right here and goes downhill. This is where the confusion starts. What most people think in network marketing is that you sign up Joe and that Joe signs up Sue. How silly. I could see how you could be confused. I mean, it's simple to think that you sign up Joe and Joe signs up Sue. Kevin, that's exactly what's up there. No, it's not. That's what you think is up there. It looks like you signed up Joe, and it looks like Joe signed up Sue. That's what it looks like. That's what you're taught in every book on network marketing, that you sign up Joe, and then you get Joe to sign up Sue. That you motivate Joe to sign up Sue. That you train Joe to sign up Sue. That you sign up Joe and plug Joe into the system, and then Joe learns how to sign people up and he signs up Sue. That's what you're trained and taught in every book on network marketing, and it's the biggest lie out there. It's not how it works. Let me tell you how it works. You sign up Joe, and then you talk to Sue and get her to sign up under Joe. Sue is Joe's friend. Sue is Joe's prospect. You never met Sue before. But you talk to Joe's prospects and get them to sign up using Joe's affiliate code. Joe didn't do the work. Joe doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He just signed up yesterday. How can he explain this? What's his level of belief? Has he been to a major function? How many audios has he listened to? He just signed up. How the hell is he going to do anything? He's probably going to quit anyway. Because most people quit, right? So the confusion here is you sign up Sue. Now remember, you talk to Joe. Joe is your plumber. Joe the plumber. He was your plumber. And Joe is somebody that you talk to and said, hey, Joe, you're a plumber. Do you like being a plumber? What do you like best about being a plumber? What do you like least? Have you ever looked at anything else? You know, I got something you may be interested in. Listen to this CD. It's called The Success Seekers They Don't Want You to Know About. Yeah, if you have any interest, let me know. If you don't, that's fine too. Whatever you want to do is 100% okay with me. Calls you back and say, hey, this is kind of exciting, you know. Can I get one of those Your Wishes, Your Commands? Sure, sure. Matter of fact, I'll drop one off the house. Where are you located? I'm going to be swinging by there tomorrow night. It's only 300 miles out of my way. No problem. I'll just swing by. I'll drop one off. So you drop off the Your Wish Is Your Command. You